News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Your PPS number and PSE cards could be used as voter identification if new forms being reforms being considered are introduced. The Minister of State for Local Government, John Paul Phelan, is drafting up proposals aimed at cleaning up the electoral register and reducing the risk of election fraud. For more on this, we're joined by our political analyst, Audrain Flynn. Audrain, you were the person who first highlighted the absolute mess that the electoral register is in. I think 600,000-700,000, you reckon it could be overestimated by, we don't take people who are dead off the register, we don't take people who are on multiple times. The register is an absolute mess. You have long advocated reform of the system and the use of the PPS number to basically stop people voting more than once.
I have indeed, Shane. It goes back to 2005, 2006 in the Sunday Tribune, and you yourself were involved in that and writing stuff at the time as well. And it is, I mean, it's not a major deal to do. I mean, the template for it there is 100 miles up the road in Belfast. So it is. It's 100 miles up the road in Belfast. They had a major problem in Northern Ireland with electoral fraud, all of that. Mm. And now the key to this isn't just a public service card or a PPS number, though the PPS is vital to it. The key is setting up an electoral commission.
Which they have in the North.
Which they have in the North.
We do it by via our local authorities.
Each of our 31 local authorities control and manage the register in their own county. Which is a shambles.
So Joe O'Brien, who grew up in Mayo, could be on in Mayo. He might have spent some time in Limerick working there. He might have spent time in Dublin.
Absolutely.
He can be on the electoral register in three or four different locations.
It could be electoral dozens of times and nobody's ever going to know, because it's not held centrally and there's nothing to indicate, for example, the PPS number, which we recommended 12, 13 years ago, be used as a central determinator of what, how many times you could be on the register. I only once you should be on it. It worked very well in the North. They set it up. Electoral commission that not just controls it controls the boundary commissions, the whole running of elections, everything is taken out and it's
how accurate is the electoral register?
Well, it's now, in fact, they've got it to a level that it's effectively 100% registration, near enough now at this stage, because they actually every year they go out and they go and they have. Not only do they use their national insurance number in the North, they also have an electoral card with your photograph on it, which you have to have. And
it stop voter fraud?
Effectively, it does. Because, you know, effectively, it does. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's highly unlikely now. I mean, the register, when they changed their register and completely recompiled a new register back in 2003, 2004, they got rid of several hundred thousand names off the register.
Okay, which would inevitably happen here if we did something similar. Yeah. There seems to be a reluctance to there's lots of parties talked, have promised it, setting up an electoral commission.
I'm very sceptical about it, to be honest, because we've been down this road so many times over the years.
It's the obvious thing to do. What about the issue of the PPS number, or even more controversially, the public service card? Because people have this absolutely, I mean, they don't mind walking around with their mobile phone giving information to loads of private sector companies, but ask people to carry a pretty limited public services card, which has your PPS number and a couple of other very minor, your date of birth, I think, is on it.
Your date of birth, I mean, look, there's nothing, I actually have one myself. There's over 2 million people have them now, right, in the country. And the key to it is, there's nothing on that card that they don't know about you already. There's nothing new in the card that they're holding, you know. And it is, I mean, even for the free travel, it's on it. It's on that card now. Mm. So everywhere, it's a one stop shop, if you like, for all that sort of stuff. And there's nothing to fear about it. I mean, you know, what is there to fear about a public service card?
Could the use of the public services card help in terms of cutting down on electoral fraud? Because there's no doubt, we don't know how extensive it is, but it certainly does happen. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it does. And the thing is, the key thing to it is that it may not happen in great numbers, but the difficulty is that you're able to do it. There's nothing to prevent it happening.
And a seat can be decided by a handful of votes, four or five votes.
You know, I remember at the time we looked at the 2007 election at the time added, you know, and something like 400 votes would have changed the government at the time.
Yeah.
Over 20 matter. Or 40 constituencies, like it's 10.
So, you know. Final question, is it a good idea to use the public services card?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a very good idea, and it would streamline the whole system, but I won't be holding my breath for it to happen.
What, just very quickly, what would stop you using your public services card, let's say that, going back to our example, in Mayo and then using it in Dublin a second time?
Because your public service card has your PPS number on it.
Yeah.
So it'd be, if it's central, it has to be central registered. Yeah. Once it's centrally registered, you can't use it twice.
Okay. So they need to have a central register. Okay. Let us know your views on this. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. I can already hear the backlash coming. News Talk's political analyst, Audrey Flynn. Thanks indeed for talking to us.